This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is Hot Start.
Yeah, unfortunately for all of you out there listening to us. But we have good news. I'm proud to introduce a new segment here today on Hot Start. It's the Vic Krause Show. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. With Mr. Glad Caffeine. To be here. We're going to rename the show Wet Start.
Wet Start. Well, that's apropos.
Well, if anybody or anything got hit by lightning out there, you'd really be a new definition to the term hot start.
So, yeah, we were setting up this morning. You know, we got all those flags and stuff. So I told Jimmy, one of the boys, Jimmy Leach, I said, Jim, would you mind go out in there and put up the poles? Yeah, we got 20 flag poles. They sit 20 feet in the air, aluminum, what? He goes, Vic, don't you think I ought to wait until the lightning stops?
Yes.
you're turning into a wuss. Come on, let's go. Yeah. Great day yesterday up at the tram tour. Processed just a phenomenal number of riders. And these people braved a really hot afternoon. And thank goodness for the canopies that our sponsors put up for us to give those folks some shelter and shade. But we had up to 150, 175 people in line yesterday.
Oh, wow. Do you have a number for how many you ran through the whole tour?
Yesterday we ran somewhere in the neighborhood of 30-some tours, so 30, just about 1,000 people yesterday.
That's 50, impressive.
1,500, that sound about right. 90, 100 times, yeah. Yeah, probably.
I don't do math this early in the morning.
30 times 100, what's that?
That's 3,000.
Thank you. I knew I screwed up. 3,000, that was a record. Right there
that
was
a record.
A record.
That is
absolutely
fantastic.
Absolutely is. Another thing, too, a large number of youngsters, and that's my deal. I want to see the wide-eyed F1 irises of the young kids when they get on the tram and take that tour, you know. The old guys, they've seen it all and done it all, and they're more than welcome. We take a lot of vets and seniors and what the heck, but the youngsters, that's what I'm... In fact, so today, Wednesday, this is the 26th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Top cover day at the tram tour. Okay.
Top cover.
Your hat.
Oh.
Here's the deal. Concord, Covington, Hartzell, Tempest Aero Group. They all ponied up a pretty substantial number of beautiful hats. Some embroidered. Some have, you know, the embossed logos on them. These are not, you know, the $5 throwaways. These are $20 hats. Youngsters, and I mean youngsters, we ain't no senior, nobody's getting these but the youngsters. So they're a giveaway at the tram tour.
Okay.
And we'll probably give out, probably 500 of these hats from all the different sponsors. So that's going on today. Top cover day, big deal, I think. And
yeah.
The kids love the hats. And we make them promise and pinky swear.
Oh, boy.
They're going to wear
this
them
is
all
some
day.
Serious conditions here.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the parents said, yeah, last year my kid wore it to bed. I said, we've indoctrinated him.
He's ours.
He's ours. Yeah, another big deal. Can I throw this out?
Sure.
You did say it was my show.
It is your show, yes. We just worked here to make you look
good.
Get
another cup of coffee, Dave. Well, Eddie, yeah. So anyway, here it is, the gift shop. Brace yourself for this. This has hardly ever happened in the history of EAA. A discount.
Really?
No, I know. This sounds absurd.
You
probably thought I was struck by lightning on the way over.
Careful, my heart's
palpitating. Yeah, but so here it is. You join Warbirds of America today. You got to be a newbie, a new join, not a renewal or what. But you come in, and they got a 400-square-foot membership tent just to the east, right by the, what do you call that, finding tower or wayfinding tower?
Yeah.
Right at the base of the wayfinding tower for Warbirds is a 400-square-foot membership headquarters. They've also got a 10-foot banner that says 10% discount on any and all Warbird merchandise at the gift shop with any new membership.
Well, there you go.
So join today and save. So that's going on up there at the gift shop and the membership thing. So everybody keep that in mind. So
this will probably be the first time where the husband goes home and says, but honey, it was on sale.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Comes home with a 50 caliber machine gun.
Yeah.
Saying, I don't know. What the heck is he doing? But memberships, we're trying to drive it. You know, that's kind of our deal. We do the tram tour. It's free. And we provide what I think is one of the premier attractions here at Oshkosh, where you can jump on. You guys have been on it. For sure, firsthand. We got some great narrators. You hear some really awesome stories that they relate. A lot of it is personal from family members that were in the military. But nevertheless, at the end of that 30 minutes, you've had a very good experience. I don't know anybody that had a negative one. Okay. So that being said, and it's free. Did I mention FREE? Free. It doesn't cost anything. Obviously.
Free.
We do not turn away donations. In fact, I'll mooch them as much as I can. and that's another thing I'll throw out there. We had a record day. We have jars, and it says, hey, save a warbird, throw in a $5 bill, take one of our beautiful new badges. We made those special with the Warbirds of America logo on it, those real nice badges.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw that, but inch and a half badges. They're really a cool-looking thing.
Vic,
yeah.
We haven't seen them yet.
Yes.
Well, when I saw you guys come, and I had them put them all away.
Yes. Yeah. And the free hats. And the discount.
Yeah.
And then they said they were close.
Yeah.
They did give you a water, right?
No.
No water? Boy. Well, I'm sorry.
Tough crowd. Hey, how many warbirds do you have up there now? Do you got to count?
Fighter Town's full. So they have... talking to Rhonda, she's the big kahuna at Fighter Town, runs that whole operation. And she told me, Vic, we got an issue. This was Monday. I said, what is it? She says, we have 35 or 36 warbirds registered, P-51s, Corsairs, what have you, registered to come in. We only have 31 parking places. I said, what a great problem. So it ended up, if you noticed, out there by Runway 5, the tarmac, they've got a number of big prop, like Corsair-sized airplane, Bearcat, what they are, and they're parked out there. They just didn't have room for them in Fighter Town.
Wow.
So, good problem, right?
Yeah.
Vic, I was out there on Monday.
Yeah.
You had 6 Corsairs,
yeah,
15 Mustangs, and 2 B-40s. Quite a collection.
I think they were up to 8 Mustangs yet. Sorry, erase. They were up to 8 Corsairs yesterday.
Wow.
And yesterday was a big day for Warbirds in Review. Bud Anderson down there at 1 o'clock doing the old crow, spiel, his stories. The guy's 101, a buck one, 101 years old.
Yeah.
And he was out in that sun. So don't let me hear you two guys complaining it was hot if you have to stand in line for an hour again.
We'll just mutter under our breath.
Do that. Do the muttering. That's a good thing. But, the heat, we're responding. We do. And we want people to be comfortable. I don't like seeing people discomfortable.
Especially when they pass out.
One of our members, a guy by the name of Mike Pollock, he's a farmer about 50 miles from, he's got 150 acres. He's one of my volunteers. He came up. He said, Vic, I got some barn fans. I said, for God's sake, Mike, bring them things. Now, these suckers are, 3-4 feet in diameter? Mm-hmm. They run at a fairly low RPM, so they don't make a lot of racket, but they move air. He put 2 of those out there to blow on the people to cool them down in the middle of the line. It was pretty cool.
Okay, but when he brought out the feed trough, that's a bit much.
Yeah. Here you go, folks. You want a cold drink, it's in the watering trough.
Yes. just mosey up to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nevertheless. So this is my show. What else should I do?
You could leave.
Shots fired.
A guy under each arm. Up I go and out.
Yes.
That big hook that comes in.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And yanks you off the vaudeville stage.
In this case, it would be hooking us, not you.
Nah, man. Good. I'll throw this out because this is kind of, I think, a measure of when you make it. I've been doing this with you many years, you guys. We've been talking from when we used to just take people around in a Red Ryder wagon.
Yes, exactly.
Which is a long time ago. But nevertheless, so we've grown and grown and grown, and every year our footprint is bigger and we process more people and we receive more donations and, all the good stuff and all the good measures of success with this tram tour. But yesterday, it just hit me. I think we really have made it. Yesterday, in just one day, I did 3 video shoots. One for AvWeb, you know, they had called us, hey, you know, we want to do a whole, like, segment on the tour and, you know, your stuff. So did one with AvWeb. Hartzell came in the afternoon with a big setup and, you know, all the lighting stuff. We went out by the course and did a whole nother thing that they're going to post on their website. And Concord, another one. So in one day alone, three, like, video shoots promoting the tram tour.
You know, Vic, I heard at one point you said, I can't work like this. I'll be in my trailer. Is that true?
I can't take this anymore.
Yeah.
I'll put a big star on the side of the trailer.
Where's my assistant?
Yeah. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Vic Krause, so, legend in his own mind.
He shall forever be known as Hollywood Vic.
Hollywood Vic.
Yeah. Now, they took one look at us and said, nope.
It's funny you mention that. Back in the day, this is in the 70s, there was a guy that I knew real well out in West Coast, California, raced motocross. His name was Jimmy Holly, and they called him. And he was a really handsome, good-looking young guy. Blonde hair, the typical, arch-typical Californian, except he didn't surf. He raced motocross. But his name was Jim Hollywood Holly.
Yeah, there you go.
That was a cool name.
That's a natural.
It was a natural.
So, Vic, you're going to have a special. Oh, we're going.
Yeah, you've talked right out of time. Can you believe that?
Vic, how could you do that to us?
Yes. Vic, if you're going to have your show, you got to hit the brakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that takes care of that.
My
first show and I blew it.
Yep. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.